milk in the pen. They had a pen where the calves would spend the day, you know. The calves would spend the day in the pen, and at night, you cow come up, you turn around, and old miss would go out there and pull a tent. Yeah.
I see. Okay, that's what I was getting at, right. Now, a shelter or enclosure for hogs and pigs.
Hmm?
For hogs and pigs.
Oh, that's just a pig pen. You may want me to say pig style, but it's just a pig pen.
No, I want to. And what do you call them? Do you call them pigs when they're small? They get bigger, you call them what?
What?
After the pigs, though, are usually use that word for the smaller ones, right? What do you call them when they get bigger?
A show?
Yeah, and they're still bigger. They're full grown.
Oh, you're talking about a sow?
Right.
And let me see, what did they call them after they... those that you, a barrel and a boar. That's your classification.
Right, and all of those are all, a general term for all of them would be what?
That's right, your barrels were the ones that you got your meat from, because your boar didn't give you, they were not too good to eat.
What, do you have a general term though for all of them? For sows and boars and barrels, all of them would be different kinds of what?
I don't know, they're just hogs all
that's,
of them.
That's what I'm sure. What you were saying something about barrows though before, and you were saying, speaking about the barrow, you said that how is a barrow made a barrow?
He was unsaked.
Okay, what do you call that though? When you do that to a
well, couldn't you?
Yeah,
you cut it.
Okay.
He was unsaked. He's just like a gelding horse. He's unsaked.
Okay, and if you're talking about a horse, you'd also say just they cut him. That's the term. You'd say they cut him?
Oh, yes, that'd be the term, I presume. That's beyond me, but I know a gelding is an unsicked horse, and
right.
A barrel is an unsicked hog, and a steer is an unsicked cow.
Okay, and they call an unsicked sheep?
Oh, he's a well.
Okay, good. Before you were talking about dairy farms,
mm-hmm.
And what does that word dairy mean to you?
Dairy?
Yeah.
Dairy means good milk with heap of cream on it.
I see. You'd use the word dairy as a substitute term for, if you said dairy milk, it meant it was a rich milk. Is that the idea?
No, a dairy is, it had more significance way back young. They used to call down at the creek. They'd have a spring and call it dairy house. And
okay.
They used to keep the milk and butter. That was way back yonder.
Do you remember having one of those on your...
We didn't have one.
I see.